again, and welcome back to another episode of the Go Higher West Yorkshire UniConnect podcast. I'm Jake from Kirklees College, and as always, I think that's word for word what I said last month, but as always, I am joined by Leanne from Leeds Arts University.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, Leanne. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you. This month, we're going to be continuing our double bill on student experience. So last month, we spoke about the academic side of studying at university and in an FE college. So this time, we're going to be looking at the social side of things and what it's like when you're living there, making friends, sort of the extracurricular side.
Having fun, basically.
Having fun. This should be the best episode so far. We're just going to have the banter stuff around. God, I can't even say the banter stuff. Kids are going to hate me. But yeah, like the fun side of studying university. So to cover that, we've got the amazing Lauren Huxley on the podcast.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for asking me.
Oh, yeah, it's great. If you could just introduce yourself, what you do and a bit of your background, please.
Yeah, so my name's Lauren Huxley. I suppose the start is that I came to university at the University of Leeds in 2013, which ages me, and I didn't even go to uni straight away either. And I haven't left since, so I now work there at the Lifelong Learning Centre, which is part of the university, and I'm the Student Experience Officer there, so perfect role in terms of this podcast. And we mainly work with part-time, mature and foundation level learners. So we're both a teaching school, which is multidisciplinary, and also a service. So we support mature undergraduate students wherever they are on the campus. And my role is to make sure everyone has a great time, basically. It's literally the perfect role, and I absolutely love it. So we run events, whether they're kind of social events for our foundation years, who tend to be, we hate this term, but standard age, so younger students who are coming straight from college or through A-levels. And also, we run family days at a weekend. We have a lot of mature students who want to, you know, show their kids what university is.
So nice.
We have face painters, and then we've got like little 8-year-olds coming up going, oh, I want to come to Leeds. Can you tell me why I can study? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. Brilliant.
Start them early.
I like spend a whole day colouring in, and I'm like, I'm being paid for this. Brilliant. And I also look after all of the kind of representation stuff. So we've got course reps and school reps, which links into what my previous role was, which I was on the student exec at the student union. So they are roles that you get elected into. And I started off as the activities officer, looking after over 350 clubs and societies at the University of Leeds, and then got re-elected as the union affairs officer, which is basically the president role, but we don't call it that.
Very impressive. It's a very impressive very CV, impressive. Everyone.
Thank you. It's really just cool. A massive keynote, basically. I want to do everything.
Cool. Yeah. So I guess just to start off, Lauren, could you just sort of, if you can, describe what it's like to be a student with like your social head on?
Yeah.
What is that like? What is that experience like?
Well, I came to university from a really rural area in Shropshire, and I didn't really have much of a social life, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I was the same. Little seaside town in Essex.
Yeah.
And a pub.
You know, there wasn't anything going on. I couldn't even get like a bus from where I lived because I lived just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then I made a late application to the University of Leeds. I'd been working in a pub full time, but then volunteering sometimes at my old secondary school. And my old teachers were like, why are you not at university, Lauren? You would love it. Managed to convince me, made a late application. Came to Leeds because my brother lives here, which is not really what you should base your decisions on. Luckily, it ended up being best decision of my life. And literally within a few days, I was terrified to come to Leeds. I'd never even lived in a town, never mind a city. I was so scared. Also excited, mostly terrified. Within a couple of days, I honestly felt like I could be so much more myself at Leeds because there are so many students here. And when you're surrounded by a community that is that big, you're always going to find someone you've got something in common with.
Yeah.
And when you come, my feeling was that coming from such a small place, I didn't necessarily feel like I had that much in common necessarily.
Yeah,
with the,
kind of forced.
Gosh, I hope nobody from home is listening to this thinking, why is Lauren my friend? No, I did obviously have friends from home, but it
just
wasn't.
Like based on memories.
It was, based on the fact that we'd been to like play school, primary school and secondary school together, or we lived near each other, not necessarily on, you know, having similar values or similar passions. University gives you an opportunity to do that and to make those new connections and reinvent yourself if you want to. I think I was such a way more confident person when I got to university because I felt like I could properly be my authentic self. And it was brilliant. So, is that even the question you asked me?
No, it was brilliant.
I'm going off on one. I get very passionate about coming to university.
It's the best content we've had so far. So take it.
No.
Sorry to all our previous guests. I don't mean that. last month we spoke about what it's like sort of studying academically and how sort of like you're choosing courses and things like that that are interesting in you. But what's really interesting, what you said there, like when it comes into the social side, is that a lot of people are really worried about making friends, getting to know people, but you're actually going into an environment where everyone has got similar interests to you on your course. And if you start to join a society, everyone in that society's got a similar interest there as well. And it's like you say, there's so many people now that you've almost got like an unlimited number of people to go through and to find people that you get on with that you like.
Yeah,
I feel like when you're in accommodation, it's kind of that you make friendship based on experience and you do find people that have like similar interests. But yeah, the actual studying what you want to study and the clubs you take part in, it really does allow for like friendships, doesn't it? I think it's really clear that the social side is really important and that the social side of university is a freeing, enjoyable, fun experience. And sort of what you put into it, you get back out of it, and that influences your academic. It also influences the rest of your life. Like I think it's people want to understand that you make friends at university that are going to be there for life and things like that. You develop skills that can be there for life. So I guess it's sort of for like our opening. It's like the social side is a super important part of it. And it's a really enjoyable part of it as well. There's so many elements to it, like as we sort of touched on, sort of like you say, you've got societies, you've got different events, you have different sort of social events you can go to, whether that's like a night out. There's loads of different things. So I guess it's kind of good to maybe talk about some of those opportunities. So could you go through maybe some of the like sort of SU events, Freshers Week, things like that are available for students that are coming to university?
Yeah, of course. So there's always going to be some sort of welcome event, freshers event. I feel like there's now this connotation with freshers that that means drinking all the time and it means doing this. But actually, even by the time I'd got onto the exec at LUU, we were doing so many more activities that were non-alcohol based. We had so many students that don't drink, and even students who do drink, you can't be doing that all the time. It's uneconomical. It's not that good for you. So I feel like that idea of what students do at the start of university really has changed in the last decade massively. And now that you see so many well-being events happening as well, which is really lovely, and just those spaces to create that sense of belonging, which I know is quite a buzzword in higher education, well, in any education setting, as it should be. It's really important that you feel like you matter and that people care about you and that you can find your fit. But there's so much going on that isn't, you know, it doesn't tie you down to something. So I know at LUU we had a programme called the Give It A Go programme, where you could try out any club or society almost entirely for all of them for free.
Oh, that's cool.
So you could just literally give it a go. You're not tied into going to a class every week or doing this every week or paying for anything, being tied down by it.
Speaking of people who haven't gone to university or don't have family who went to university, they might not understand the difference between student union and the university. So do you think you can just explain what a student union is?
Yes, of course. So a student union is the representative body of the students on campus. So legally, every university needs to have one, so that student voice can play a part in the decisions that are being made at the university. And again, I think people think of it, oh, it's like socials and getting drunk and going to Fruity. Shout out to Fruity. But it's not. It absolutely plays a really important role in partnership with the university, although it is a separate organisation. They are charities. They are run by students. So like I was saying about my previous jobs on the student exec, they are elected into those positions to represent students. They will be in rooms with the vice chancellors, with senior academics, where decisions are being made about students' experience at university. So they play a really important role in influencing what universities look like. But because they are separate organisation, it means they can challenge the university on things, they can disagree with the university, they can protest against the university. They're also a space for activism for students when you come to university and you'll experience all that, like, critical thinking for the first time, and you might realise, actually, I'm really angry about this thing that's happening in the world, or this thing that's happening at the university. And the student union can help mobilise students to make a difference in the world as well. So I get so overly passionate. They're just so important, and the opportunities they create for students at university are just incredible. Like the student representation roles that I was on, my path was through the activities exec at LUU. We have students who represent, and again, you're elected into the role, represent each category of society because we had so many. So I was the dance rep, and I absolutely loved that. So we had 17 dance societies at Leeds.
Wow, that's a lot of dancing.
It was a lot of dancing, and I loved it. I would organise the dance shows, and like I made give it a go sessions specifically for dance, so people could do all the dance societies in one day. Oh gosh, it was brilliant. But yeah, opportunities like that. And then we have academic reps as well. So that's a really key place. And I think a lot of student unions have those. So although the student union look after the academic reps, technically they sit within schools and courses so that they can feed into the university in terms of academically what's working for people, what's not working for people. And also policy changes that very different systems at different student unions, but they can implement policy through the student union. So we had the Better Forums, which was our system at Leeds University Union, and any student could bring an idea to that and be like, I want this to happen, and then we had a panel of students that would vote on whether that passes or not. So people might know that as like a student council or something like that. And yeah, the change making purpose of a student union is massive.
It's for the students, isn't
it? It's for the students by the students.
The student union is super, super important. I feel like we've like gone over so much of like what it can provide, and I feel like there's still even like a light touch on it, isn't it? Like,
oh gosh,
there's
so
much that they do, everything, like helping you find jobs, like the support, and something else that they're quite important is if sort of like housing, and when you're when you're going through university or studying in FE, sort of further education in a higher education course, you're meeting a lot of new people and you're living with new people potentially. Mm-hmm. Some people study at home, and that can be a challenge in itself in sort of making friends, getting to know people.
Yep.
But actually living with people could be a real challenge. I think that's sort of socially, that's probably something that a lot of people are kind of thinking about, concerned about when they're going to university. I know that I had a lot of people when I was younger, and we were looking to go, and it was sort of like trying to find, I don't think people listen to this, like, even use Facebook anymore, but we would use Facebook.
We are aging.
And like, you'd be like trying to find people in like groups of who's like at the same course, and you'd be like, your biggest concern would be who you're gonna be living with. So I guess it's all like, what was your experience of sort of like living with people, and what advice would you give to people around that?
So I was in halls in my first year, again, because I was a late applicant. I did not end up in the nicest halls, but I feel like that was character building, is how I refer to it.
There's always a positive.
Sharing a space with five people and one toilet was definitely character building.
Yeah.
people I'd never met, but it, you know, really makes you bond together. You're forced to make friends. Not in a bad way. I definitely mean that in a positive way. You're not going to like everybody that you live with, but you can tolerate it enough for the... You know, it's just a place you need to sleep, really.
And everyone's going through that same experience, aren't they? Like, majority, 95% of the people that you're going to be living with, that you're going to be sort of experiencing this with, they're all experiencing it for the first time as well.
Absolutely.
So they're probably absolutely sort of as nervous as you are and sort of as worried as you are. And you're going to be experiencing a lot of these things. Like, your first few weeks, like your freshers week, you're starting when you start your course, moving in. You're doing it together, so you're building experiences together, which does form a good foundation of friendship. I've got friends I live with in like my first year of uni, and to this day, like, sort of speak to them regularly.
Yep,
and like,
same.
And you just pick up where you left off when you live with someone as well. I'll say this: you build up like really close, familiar relationship,
because there's intimacy.
It's really intimate, and it's like kind of becomes like more like family, I guess, in a way. You can just pick it up again like later down the line. And like, you might not see them for like 6 months, and you see them, you just slide straight back into to what it was like. So, and like you say, not everyone's experience of who they live with is amazing, and that's
but
where
in halls, I know people who swapped halls.
Yeah,
like just went to the university accommodation team and was like, this one isn't working for me. Is there a space somewhere else? And people would move around. Yeah, like there's always options. There are always options in the universities and the union.
Yeah. I think that's the one thing that I would say has been the constant theme throughout every episode we've done, is that through every channel, every sort of a new adventure you're going on in your higher education journey, there is support for everything. Yes. There's so much of it, and every institution provides that, no matter what type it is, no matter what size it is.
Yeah.
And that covers everything, and I think that's really important here, where you think when you're going to university, you think you're going to be on your own, and it's sort of this really stressful time.
Yeah.
Can be stressful, but also, like with everything, there is so much support, and you should sort of access that support. And like you say, as someone that works in a role that delivers that support, you eagerly want to help people. The people that do that jobs are there because they want to be.
Yeah, I wouldn't have applied for the job if I didn't want to help students.
You want to be supporting, you want to be helping them through that process. So like, they're the perfect people to go to get that help.
So speaking of different student experiences, let's say you're a student who came to university and really wants to have a good time and socialise, but they're on a budget. What would you recommend they do for them to be able to have a great time, but also maintain that budget they have for themselves?
I would say look out for the free events, because there are so many of those. I think universities across the country are acknowledging that people cannot afford to be paying loads of money to go to events all the time. And are subsidising a lot of costs, especially for activities around well-being. I know we've had things like tote bag decorating and crocheting and things like that. Finding the stuff that you can do literally for free, and it's not going to cost you anything. And also making the most of being a student and having a student card, downloading all those apps that will make things cheaper for you, making sure you're getting your cheaper bus tickets, just doing your research in terms of where you can use that, because I think it took me a while when I was at university to figure out how many spaces I could make.
It's always worth asking, isn't it? I feel like no matter where I go, I would be like,
can I get a student discount? The worst they're going to say is no.
Yeah.
Absolutely using that all the time, making the most of the free events that are going on campus, and also utilising the spaces that are on campus. I know that at the University of Leeds, students can book spaces for free. So, you know, if you want to have some sort of social, utilising the spaces that you don't have to pay anything for using, instead of thinking that you need to go into kind of an independently run place or something in the city centre.
I think that kind of ties nicely into what we were talking about, the societies beforehand. I know you said there's like 350 of them at the Uni of Leeds, but sort of across all of the universities, as we said, there's loads of different ones, but if you don't find one that you like, you can start a society as well.
Absolutely.
Like which is amazing. Like you're starting this like official big club the thing that you love. And there will be I don't know how many students there are at the Uni of Leeds off the top of my head, but there's a lot.
About 40,000.
Like that's a lot of people. Just Uni of Leeds. There's like, obviously so many students in Leeds as well.
Yeah, I think we used to say that it's over 100,000 students in Leeds across all the universities. It's crazy. What people would say at stuff.
There will be people that like what you like.
Absolutely.
So you can go and start a society and sort of start that little club yourself, which is like really
cool.
It's
also like really great for your CV, like that leadership opportunity. So at University of Leeds, you just need three people to set up a society. You need a president, a treasurer and a secretary. And you need 25 people. This is what the system was when I worked there anyway. Yeah. It may have changed slightly now. 25 people to sign a thing saying, yeah, I think this is a good idea. And pretty much, boom, you've got a society.
Which is so
cool. Really, if you want it, there's going to be somebody else out there that's thinking exactly the same thing and thinking, oh, I wish this society existed.
Definitely.
And it's a really great opportunity to develop your skills. If you know you're thinking, oh, I've really wondered what it's like to like run events.
Yeah.
Societies are a great opportunity to do that. And it's all of those leadership opportunities through voluntary roles and paid roles at the university while you're there.
Yeah. I think that's a really cool segue into talk about like the soft skills you get. Because I think when you talk about getting the different like soft skills at university, like you say, like teamwork, communication, leadership, all those sort of things, that you think you get those through the type of studying that you do. But actually, so many of those are developed through your social life. And like you say, like being in these sort of roles, but equally sort of like meeting new people and going to these societies and taking part in all these different things, like you're getting so many skills out of that.
Which and is a real connections. Massive, the people you meet through that, and you don't know how they're going to then support you in your future career and, you know, be those people. I don't know, I think it was see things that are like, have those sorts of friends who are going to mention your name in a room full of opportunities. Yeah. And I feel like that's where you make those connections. Definitely. And they'll send you this link and be like, oh, my organisation's doing this, like 10 years down the line.
Yeah, they remember
and
you.
And sending you a message on LinkedIn and yeah. you're like, oh my gosh, I would love to do that. Yeah. Or ending up on a podcast like I have today.
Shout out Lucy. Yeah. Freestyle. No, yeah, it is really cool, isn't it? I think that so many people, when they go to university, there's so many apprehensions around it anyway, mm-hmm. but they don't even realise that. I think, oh, you're just going to have a party and a good time and study at the same time. But that party and a good time is like all these things that we're talking about and more, and all those skills you get. I can't think of any other opportunity in life really where you have such a variety of yes. different things you get involved in and different yeah. skills from each of them. Like yeah. going into work and sort of apprenticeships and things like that. You do develop all those skills, mm-hmm. but you develop the skills you need for that role almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas with this, it's like there's so many different types of things you're doing.
It's so transferable.
Yeah, so transferable. Yeah. Okay, we can't have this conversation and not talk about Nights Out and the sort of...
What? I've never been on a night out. I don't know what you're talking about.
Obviously, a big part of the social side of university is going out. Mm-hmm. Whether that's to go out to drink, whether that's to go out to play games, whether that's to go out to just dance, just generally being social. Mm-hmm. I'll preempt this conversation by saying there are loads of opportunities for people to go out and be social that aren't around drinking. Yep. It is mm-hmm. not the be all and end all. Some people don't drink at all. Mm-hmm. But obviously it is culturally in this country, is a big thing mm-hmm. Around university. This is not going to be a top 10 list of our favourite bars or anything like that. Yeah. This isn't what that is. But I guess I kind of want to just sort of speak to you about the general student experience of that. What it's like, some of the risks are, things that people should sort of look out for. Mm-hmm. But also, it's a very positive and fun thing as well. So I guess for both Leanne and you, Lauren, just to hear like your experience of it and what you think of that.
Yeah, I think mine... My advice would be to stick to places that you know are full of students. Mm-hmm. Like they will understand student nights. There will be specific student nights that happen in different venues. And I'll be honest, I spent most of my time in the student union.
Yeah.
We had a night out every Friday called Fruity, and I probably went to most Fruities that ever happened during my time at university and when I was working at the student union. I think I'm past it now. The last time I went, I left and was like, no way.
It's uncomfortable, isn't it?
I am too old for
I
this.
Had that moment.
Everyone looks so young.
Yeah.
But it's still fun. You don't have to be young to go to Fruity at all. Everyone should try it once. But yeah, it's figuring out where those spaces are where you're going to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like a safe community. And especially if you're doing that, if you are drinking, if you're doing it at the student union, you know the staff there who can support you if something goes wrong, if you get too drunk. Making sure that, you know, people know where you've gone out. Mm. People know where you are at all times. I know we, at the University of Leeds, we have... an agreement with Amber Taxis where if you've lost your card or don't have any cash, then you can give them your student card to get home from a night out.
Oh, cool.
To make sure that you can always get back safely. And again, it comes back to that doing your research,
yeah.
you know, making sure you know about these initiatives that are out there to keep you safe. And also making sure you're in a group, look after each other. That's where those peer support things are always really important, whatever you're doing, whether that's drinking or not. And making sure it's just about having a good time, being respectful of other people as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big one,
always. Respecting people's space and people's boundaries and having clear conversations about that all of the time. You know, somebody might not want to drink, so don't make them drink.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask why. Let people be how they want to be so that everyone feels comfortable in that place. And you might be going to a, you know, if you do end up on a society committee, I know we did training around making sure you do socials that are inclusive, because some people won't even want to go to somewhere that is a space that provides alcohol. Making sure you do things in spaces where there is no alcohol served, and that isn't anything to do with the event. So whether that's, I don't know, crafting in some way. I did an origami workshop once. Like, there's such a multitude of stuff you can get involved with if you don't drink as well. But if you do, there's advice on how to do that safely. And also, if it does go wrong, there are services at university who can support you.
It's not something new to them, having
young
people
not.
That are coming and drinking probably too much alcohol or
whatever. And it's... for a lot of people, the first time they've not had anyone around to stop them from doing that.
Yeah.
You know, when you're given that much freedom, sometimes you take it a bit too far.
Yeah.
We're all nodding at each other like, yes, I've been there. I've done that.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people who've been to university have done that, and that's okay. It's fine. Yeah. You'll do things that embarrass yourself. Gosh, I feel like I have no inhibitions now because I've embarrassed myself that many times. I'm over it. Just no way of embarrassing me now. But it's, again, it's all growth.
Yeah, it's all character building.
Yeah, character building, absolutely. But like I say, it's a safe place to do that, because there's always the people that you can go to. And remember, if you do, especially I know in the student union, if you're in a bar there, staff will be trained to help you in any situation.
Yeah.
So speak to staff, you know. It's not, and again, it's not admitting failure, it's not embarrassing. They'll deal with these things on a day-to-day basis.
Go to a karaoke bar, that's really good fun. I always have a good time in a karaoke bar.
I stick to the dancing, singing's not my strength.
Yeah, as we can tell from last month and this month, it's also not mine. So, but that does mean that we have reached the three top tips part of the show. So Lauren, could you please give us your three top tips for students in that social environment when at university?
I think the first one would definitely be remembering that it's new for everybody. Genuinely, if you're feeling scared, everyone else in there is probably feeling the same. We always say, I work really closely with our student support officer, Paul, and he's always like, somebody will come to him and be like, oh, I just haven't found my fit yet, and I don't know where to buy cutlery, or just like questions like that. And they'll be like, but everyone else has got their stuff together. Everyone knows what they're doing. And he'll be like, well, you're actually the seventh person off your course that's come and said the same thing to me. And that is always the case. Everyone's trying to like mask and hide that they're, you know, muddling their way through, and you've just got to do that. And everyone's there to help you and to figure it out with you. Secondly, would be do something out of your comfort zone. You know, if you've always thought, you know what, I've never tried water polo. I don't know why that's what came to my mind. Do you know, university is the time. Usually, if you want to try it, there's probably going to be a society that does it. And like Jake said, if there isn't, you can set it up. It's such a great time to try something new that you've never done before, and to figure out whether you like things or not. Because I think a lot of people, certainly myself, coming from places where those opportunities just weren't there.
Yeah.
Thirdly, what would be my third one? Would be remember to have fun. Like, remember how important it is to have fun and the value that comes from that. Because you want to be able to look back at your time at university and go, oh yeah, I did like get the most out of that. I know I certainly can do that, and I've met people since who've gone, I've never met someone who made so much of their time at university. And I'm really proud of that, and I'm really, like, I don't have any regrets about it, because I feel like I did really properly throw myself into it and give everything a go. And I feel like on the point about how many opportunities there are, like, going to university really changed my life. I know it sounds really soppy and cringy, but I came so close to not going to university. I didn't think it was the right thing for me to do. I didn't really have any friends. Had maybe a couple of friends that went to university, but locally. My parents hadn't been to university. My brother went, but it was not that far away in Stoke. And it took a lot of convincing to make me go. And the idea that I nearly missed out on something that has literally changed the trajectory of my life and made me the person that I am today, it makes me emotional thinking about it, because it really the things I've been able to do because of all the things I got involved with. I think particularly getting elected onto the student exec at the union. I mean, it was stressful. I was basically the president when we went into a global pandemic. It was not fun all the time. But, you know, I got to go to Parliament twice. I've been on the radio. I've been on national news talking about why students should vote. Stuff I never in a million years would have thought that I would do. And I never would have ended up in this job if I'd never done those. And I absolutely love it. I never would have known how passionate I am about other people having access to university and to higher education if I'd have never got involved with all that stuff. It sounds daft, but I'm like, I think going to freestyle dance class and that, I didn't even start being part of that either. I just kind of fell into it because somebody off my course, who I now live with, was like, oh, have you tried freestyle? And it's, literally changed my life and found my friends for life in that. And if you're even just thinking about it, put that application in because, you regret the things that you don't do. And it, you know, it might change your life for the better, like it did for me.
That's so beautiful. I'm so emotional.
No, that was amazing. And just to go with those, so Lauren's three top tips are, it's new for everyone, so be aware of that, be respectful, but take advantage of that. Do something out of your comfort zone and remember to have fun. And I think from listening to Lauren today, we can tell that she's had an amazing time at university.
The best.
And we've had an amazing time having her as a guest on the podcast. I think it's fair to say. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
No, yeah, you've been an amazing. Thank you for sharing your insight and your knowledge and everything like that. It's been a pleasure. If you guys stick around, we're going to be speaking to some student ambassadors about their experience at the social side of university. So we'll be back in a second. Okay, welcome back. Thank you for sticking around. We are back again with some amazing student ambassadors. And luckily, it's the same guys who were here last month from the last episode when they were talking about their academic experience. So thank you guys so much for coming back. I'll let you reintroduce yourselves.
Thanks for having us. I'm Al. I'm doing my second year of H&D music production at University Centre of Wakefield.
I'm Katie, and I'm doing photography at Leeds Arts University.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming back on. We loved having you on last month, and we thought, as it's like a double bill, it makes more sense to have you guys go through your social experiences as well. So me and Leanne, we've just been talking to Lauren, who is a really lovely guest, and we've spoken about the loads of different things about socially, what it's like to be studying. And like we did with the academic stuff, we want to hear from you guys and see what your experiences have been like as people that are living it and doing it right now. So, Katie, we'll start with you. How have you found the social side of university?
I found it's a lot full-on compared to being back home. It is a lot more based on your own terms. You're not going, Mum, can I go out tonight? It's more of, I am going out tonight. And I think it's more about giving yourself alone time as well, a part of it.
Yeah, no, that's really important. I think like having the self time, yeah, it's important. Al, how about you? How have you found the social side of studying?
I think the main thing is the quality of friends that you get when you go to uni. Like people that have the same common interest, that are on the same sort of path in life, that sort of pushing themselves a bit more.
Yeah.
And sort of, you know, we're saying about losing your words.
Yeah, no, do all the time. That's fine.
It's like I met my best friend when I came to uni. So that's everything, right? I've got a small group of close friends now. We all have the same interest, all have the same sort of ethos, the same approach to life.
That's really cool.
And just,
are you all on the same course then as well?
Yeah,
that's really cool. And does that sort of, the academic side of it and having those similar interests and things like that, how that feeds into your social life? Do you go out with those guys a lot? Do you go to, like, obviously with your music production, so do you go to a lot of different sort of events with them and things like that?
We've done some bits and bobs for sure. Very often I just go to their houses.
Yeah.
And they come and see me, I'll go and see them.
Yeah. Oh, nice. What about yourself, Katie? How have you found sort of like meeting people on your course that are of the same sort of interests and things like that? How have you found that?
So I think it's really easy, for considering that we're all in a classroom, and a lot of the time our lecturer will be like, right, 20-minute break, and a lot of us are like, oh, I don't want to stand up and go to the toilet, I just want to sit down and chill. And we'll get talking, we'll have a group chat, we'll talk on there, we'll be like, oh, does anyone want to go here tonight, or does anyone want to go there tomorrow, or whatever. And then I think a lot of it for me was even connecting with people on other courses. For example, at the current moment, I live with three graphic design students. As a photographer, I feel a bit singled out, but it's one of them. I met them in my first year accommodation when we were going out. We were enjoying being a part of a big group. And it was just finding, oh, me and her can have a sing-song every morning. Like, that's the type of person I want to live with.
Yeah, no, that is really nice. What sort of events do you go to? I know you mentioned there that you do sort of stuff like, what's available to you guys is like events you can go to, but also there's like societies and things like that. What have you found has been really enjoyable?
So there's a lot of theme nights, especially at Pop World, where it'll be like, oh, it's Taylor Swift night or One Direction night.
Yeah.
Me and my friends will always be there.
Love that.
Dancing in the crowd. For me as well, it's a lot of gigs, as I feel I'm not as much of a club person.
Yeah.
But I do prefer going to gigs, going and seeing artists live. And I think even having house parties and stuff like that, like, I run a society at Leeds Arts University where it's a it's a houseplant society where we talk about plants, do plant pot painting, but we'll all go, oh, do we want to do like a plant crawl where we go through Leeds and we go to different plant shops and stuff like
that. Yeah, that's so cool. We a big part of what we were talking about on the podcast this month was that the social side of things. I think there's a sort of a lot of like, especially the culture in this country is that it's about just going out and going, like you say, to clubs and pubs and things. But actually, there's so many more different opportunities and things that you can do. Like, I think that's so cool. Like, what do you got? A plant crawl? Like, that's so cool. Shops, like, how many garden centers can you go to? Like, yeah, that's really cool. And you can apply that to anything you're interested in, which is really nice. Al, how about you? How do you find studying in sort of like that sort of different setting? As we sort of said last month, it's a further education college that offers higher education courses, which is sort of like perfect for yourself and other students that sort of are looking for that particular type of studying. How do you find the social side of that? Like, do they offer, is there societies there as well and things like that?
There are very few for sure because it's such a small place.
Mm.
I wish there were a lot more.
Yeah. Is there
for me personally?
Could you run a society?
I'm sure you could for sure. But we being a college as well,
yeah,
it's like different kinds of people, yeah. A lot of younger people.
Yeah.
They won't necessarily...
Yeah, it varies, doesn't it? So yeah, I think one of the things that you look at there is that your society is the 10 people that are on your course, which is sort of perfectly set up for you guys. You kind of found that already, haven't you? Mm. And just sort of, it should become your core friendship group. A
couple of close friends.
Yeah, kind of works the same.
I think if anything... I wish we could be more social with other courses.
Yeah.
I think that'd be very nice.
Bit of collaboration across the
board. If there were a Taylor Swift club, I'm all over that.
You're going to have to take that back to college and propose it.
I'm a bit jealous of this.
Get it going. I think that's like an important thing to look at across all institutions, that there's like a real variety of different things. And I think that comes across when you're doing your research. There'll be some people that they want to go to university and they want to have... Like, I think we had spoken earlier, there's 350 societies at Leeds University, which is crazy. And some people want that sort of options. And other people, that's so daunting and overwhelming, and they wouldn't know what to do with that. So I think it's sort of like doing the pros and cons of each sort of institution and the social life that it provides to you guys and going for what suits you and what you really benefit from, I think. And that sort of comes out in hearing you guys and... hearing about you sort of saying about your friends and like how that works, and also Katie with you and sort of running your society and all those different opportunities that come up, which is really, really cool. We kind of spoke last month, God, time goes quick. We spoke last month about how you manage your academic studies with a job.
Mm.
So I guess kind of comes into your student ambassador roles, which you spoke about last month, and also your other sort of areas of making income, especially you, Katie. How does that affect your social life? Do you think you've managed to kind of balance with that as well? And does that help fund your social life?
I think for me, I value saying no a lot of the time to people, because I can guarantee in my flat, at least they're going out at least twice a week, every week. And I think it's about going, no, I want to do this tonight, or I want alone time. But also being not being afraid to say no to work as well.
Mm.
And I take value in the word no a lot during my social life.
Yeah, it's so important to establish those boundaries. We kind of touched upon this a little bit. We spoke about accommodation. And do you think you can tell us a little bit about your experience? So... do you live in halls or what do you do?
Yeah, I'm still living at home. So I'm commuting into Wakefield from Barnsley.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of an adventure in itself. It's quite a way out.
Mm.
But it's travelable. It's almost sort of best of both worlds for me, in that I'm not in Barnsley, I'm not in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that bit of sort of uni life, where I initially came in and didn't know anyone
mm-hmm.
yeah.
in this new place with these new people, even though it was so close.
How did you find that? How did you find that experience of meeting new people?
Oh, terrifying. Initially, for sure, but it just sort of snowballs. It's probably the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Going back into education.
Yeah, no, that's really cool to hear. What about yourself, Katie? How was that first experience of moving into... Because you lived in student accommodation in your first year, is that right?
Yeah, I did.
So how did you find that? Obviously, it went well because you live with your graphic designer friends now. But how did you find that first sort of step into that new accommodation and that new life?
So I will admit I cried most of the first day.
I think most of us did. our first weeks.
And my mum ended up coming back to bring me and Mackie's and being like, you've got this. And compared to most people at my accommodation where I was, I didn't go out that night. I went back to bed. I kind of crawled up, put on my favourite show. And then I made friends with the people in my flat. And when I started to go out a little bit more and come out of my shell, because compared to now, I was very quiet, kept to myself. Mm. And I met my friends. I started being like, oh, I saw you last party. And then it started to be like a pattern of I'd see them, I'd dance, we'd have a laugh, we'd walk home together.
Yeah.
And it was falling into that pattern. And then luckily, one of the girls who I'm friends with lived in my block. Mm. So at my old accommodation, you could get to other people's flats if it wasn't through the main door.
Yeah.
So I'd go down in the lift every morning with a cup of tea and I'd be like, oh, should we sit on like... And we'd sit, talk for hours about utter garbage and everything from our hometown to... Because we grew up in a similar area to, oh, what are we doing tonight? Oh, this is what I want to do when I'm 21. And it was a friendship that was built and then it started to form in... Like, we have people come from different groups into our group, and then it just became our big group.
Yeah, it's kind of that snowball effect that Al sort of said. You start small and start making little connections, and then you just sort of end up having so many, like, different friends from different backgrounds that you probably never expected to make. So 100%. That's really cool. Al, kind of to touch on both of you again, they were sort of keeping the accommodation. Mm. You said before that it's sort of like it's manageable and travelling in sort of worked really well for you. And you've sort of like be able to stay at home and that sort of thing. Mm. Kay, with yourself, what kind of accommodation was available to you?
So for Leeds Arts, there was three that they kind of pushed for. Mm. You could go out and find your own one, but I wanted to go with one that was vouched from the Leeds. Mm-hmm. So I went to Carmills, which was the lowest in price, but a lot of people still went there because it was a night. It wasn't in the city centre. It wasn't very close to uni. It was, you got to have a walk. It was near an alpaca. Heaven.
Sounds good. I guess like, when you're going and sort of like looking at accommodation and things like Leanne, I know you sort of studied and I've sort of studied as well, and there is so many different types of accommodation available, and that will be inferred as to you as a person how you're looking for in your accommodation, and it's important to do your research with that and see what your provider offers, and also what you can afford, because student finance is a big part of that. We did touch on that in a previous episode. We will always keep mentioning our previous episodes, go and listen to them. It's super interesting. Al, we touched on there about your travelling in. How do you think that has affected you in socialising with your friends?
I think it's difficult living quite far away from people.
Yeah.
It's not always ideal. They live in Leeds or Wakefield, and I'm in Barnsley.
Yeah.
So I can't just pop to the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, walk home.
I guess it's good that you get that sort of central space in college to be able to sort of not only learn together and work together, but to socialise together and to do that sort of
thing. People that you would have never met, you all just happen to be in that space at that time.
Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity. It's crazy. Isn't it? Yeah, no, that is really, really cool. The final thing that we sort of want to talk about, and we kind of touched on it a little bit throughout here, is that going to university can be a stressful time, exciting time, I will say. It's always exciting, but it can be stressful, it can be a bit daunting. And I guess I kind of used this word earlier, and Dan was like, but it's like surviving at uni and when you're studying. And I guess it's sort of like, do you guys have any tips or anything that you've done that's made that a bit easier, made that transition easier for you guys?
I think for me, don't be afraid to let yourself, be true, and like do things that make you happy. Be stand on your own two feet in your own way, and don't let what others think of you, what others will say about you, affect that. Because at the end of the day, you're your own person. You might not know these people in 10 years. The people you live with in your first accommodation, you'll never see them again, maybe, if you don't want to live with them. So don't be afraid to just be true to yourself.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, be authentic. And what about you, Al?
I think for me, definitely having something that's not music, that's not uni, to focus on as well. For me, that's cycling.
Yeah.
In my freezing garage in winter. You know, it's just if you can have something that's not your studies.
Yeah.
You sort of escape from it.
Yeah, really important.
And if you can, and especially if that's exercise, that's awesome, right? That's,
Yeah.
So it sort of clears your mind.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think you're really right in saying that having that, getting away from it, can help you in so many different aspects, and it can be a lot, can't it? Studying, and it's a lot of work and things, like we said before. So yeah, I think that's a really, really, really useful point. If someone is struggling with the social side of going to university, and equally if you guys have struggled or anything, then like feel free to, if you're comfortable, feel free to let us know and how you maybe overcame that. But also, like, what support is available? And have you ever had any, like, connection to any of that support, or seen anyone use that support that's available through the universities and college?
For me, I really struggled with going out to clubs and stuff like that, because it did really set me off, like, with my panic attacks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where I mentioned it to my friends, and they were like, right, why don't you come to pre-drinks? We'll see how you go then you can just go home. That type of thing. And I think I didn't really have support from uni. I didn't really go to them.
Yeah.
I went to my friends because I moved away from home, they were my family.
Yeah, your first support network.
Like, yeah, they were like, I'd act like I'd known them for years when realistically it was a few months. And I think that's what really got me through that, and that's what really allowed me to go, actually, no. Taylor Swift comes first.
Al agrees.
100%. 1000%.
What about you, Al? Has there been any support or anything that you...
For me, being on a smaller course, on my very first day of my HND, I messaged... She was called Claire. She was very lovely.
Yeah.
Who put me in touch with Jane for the ambassador stuff.
Yeah.
That's sort of... To get out of... Like, I'm talking, 100%, here we are.
Yeah.
But, like, to connect with people that aren't necessarily on my course,
yeah,
that are doing different things, and we've all sort of come together.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't used to be very socially confident at all.
Yeah.
And I'm not perfect by any stretch, but, you know, I've done public speaking, I've done, like, even last week we did with the young people.
No, that is really cool to hear. And I think... something that we spoke about again with Lauren before is sort of talking about those skills that you develop. And I think a lot of people think that the academic side of the thing is where you do your learning when you're studying, but actually loads of those soft skills. And like you say, like your confidence, your communication, sort of, you'll get loads of skills from running society, leadership, time management, all that sort of thing, really comes out in like your social side of when you're studying as well, which is really, really important. So it's really cool to hear that you think that's actually happened and is like fruition. Like, that's really cool. Before we finish this episode of the podcast, we've got to ask, have you got any funny stories? Anything that we can share, maybe?
Things that we're allowed to talk
something
about.
Something we're allowed to talk about on the podcast. Maybe like your funny story, some sort of experience you've had that's socially, that's sort of been like maybe your highlight, your best moment of uni, that's been you'd share with someone.
Obviously, there's things that we can't talk about. I don't know if it counts as a story, but the man... My course leader right now, the man most in charge of me having a degree, his last name's Wood, and we call him Woody.
Yeah.
Like from Toy Story.
Yeah.
You know, that's the sort of place it is.
Yeah, it's a bit more super casual. We'll have a laugh with each other. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
And as far as stories go, the other Friday, we had a plank competition. And Woody.
Did you win?
Who can do the plank for the longest? I lost. I did 2 or 3 minutes and... You know, I'm supposed to be in shape in my youth. And
How old is Woody? How old is your head?
Ooh, he's 40s, 50s.
Well played, Woody.
Yeah.
Well
he
played,
is hardcore.
Yeah.
What about yourself, Katie? Have you got any...
So one of my friends has a really horrible karaoke machine. Honestly, I don't know how old it is, but it's old. And one night when we came back early because we weren't feeling great. We wanted the comforts of our own flats. We decided to form a group called C&C, which she has a Cher cardboard cutout, and we brought her in. And there's a video of me singing Adele whilst everyone... Oh, wow. I made everyone couple up and slow dance at the end of the night. And it's just me sat on a stool in a little corner just singing my little heart out whilst everyone slow danced.
Both of you, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your expertise and your experiences of being students at various institutions. Thank you for talking to us about the academic side of things last month, and also about the social side of things this month. I think it's really valuable to hear what it's like to be actually in there and doing it. We can talk all day long about it, but it's much more interesting to hear from you. So thank you both for appearing on the podcast over the last two episodes. Hopefully we'll get you back on in some capacity in the future, and we'll find some more stuff to talk about. But that does bring us to the end of this episode of the Go Higher West Yorkshire Unicoke podcast. Thank you very much, Leanne and Max, both for co-hosting and for recording and editing the podcast. And we'll be back next month for another episode. So thank you very much for listening. Bye.